This is KLCC News. I'm Ani Katz. More people used Oregon's Death with Dignity Act to end their life in 2018 than in any other year since the law took effect in 1997. Now, state lawmakers are considering proposals that would expand the law to make it easier for someone to seek medical aid in dying. KLCC's Chris Lehman reports.
Meet Bruce Yelly. He's a 65-year-old retired construction worker who lives in Florence, Oregon. And someday, not yet, but someday, he wants to be able to take his own life.
I want the comfort of knowing I don't have to have an ugly ending of life. Just the comfort of knowing I can have medical aid and dying when my life becomes unbearable.
7 years ago, Yelly was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He still gets around reasonably well, but knowing that Parkinson's can lead to dementia, Yelly is planning ahead while he still can. In fact, Yelly and his wife moved to the state so that he could take advantage of Oregon's Death with Dignity Act, which allows mentally competent but terminally ill people to get a prescription for drugs that will end their life. The problem for Yelly? The law requires a diagnosis of less than 6 months to live. Parkinson's patients can live for years, even as their quality of life and mental capacities deteriorate. Yelly's afraid he won't qualify to use the law, even when he no longer has the will to live.
I don't want to have someone have to do my toileting, my personal things for me. I don't want to have 24-hour watching. Don't want that. Don't want to not recognize my others.
Several bills in Salem would loosen the criteria for who can qualify to use the Death with Dignity Act. At least two of the bills would remove a key provision of the law, the part that requires a doctor to diagnose the patient as having less than 6 months to live. The measures under consideration would remove the six-month time limit entirely and only require that the disease will, at some point in the future, be the cause of the patient's death. As the conversations continue at the state capitol, Bruce Yelly is traveling the state trying to drum up support. At this retirement home in Lincoln City, the message hits home with 93-year-old Frank Signer.
I can tell my mind is really going down now as far as memory, thinking, and doing things and rapidly, and I'm just figure I'm going into Alzheimer's probably sometime in the future soon. And
Signer says he's worried that he'll live for years without recognizing anyone and needing help for every basic task. He'd support a change to the Death with Dignity law so that he could get help in ending his life in the early stages of a terminal diagnosis.
It's my life. Why can't I have some say-so?
But the efforts to expand the eligibility criteria for the law are running into some opposition at the state capitol.
We currently support the Death with Dignity Act as it is.
That's Matt Whitaker with Compassion and Choices. The Portland-based nonprofit grew out of the original efforts that led to Oregon voters approving the Death with Dignity Act in 1994. The group supports expanding the law to new states, but Whitaker says Compassion and Choices is not behind the effort to drop the requirement for a six-month diagnosis. He says his group thinks the problem in Oregon is not who is eligible, but whether those who are already eligible can actually use it.
There are people in Oregon currently who meet the criteria of the law as it's written who are not able to access it, either because of some of the administrative requirements or because of lack of education in the state about the law or because of the fact that they receive their health care at a place where physicians are not allowed to participate.
Ironically, another group that opposes the law's expansion is Oregon Right to Life. The advocacy group is best known for its anti-abortion stance, but it also fought to block the Death with Dignity Act from taking effect 2 decades ago. Oregon Right to Life director Lois Anderson says the group still opposes the law, even as it fights to essentially keep it intact.
It's a weird position for us to be in to say, hey, let's let the law work the way it's working and not expand it, because we oppose assisted suicide. But we certainly don't want to be in a position where we're not saying anything about these expansions.
Thank you all for coming.
Back in Lincoln City, Bruce Yelly isn't sure whether there's enough support at the Capitol this year to pass any of the bills expanding the Death with Dignity law. But for Yelly, time is running out. Several times during our interview, his voice trailed off and he said he forgot the question. Parkinson's moments, he called them. He's worried that his brain will give up long before his body does.
I'm a big boy. I see what they're going to do if I get aggressive. They're going to drug me up and tie me down. I've seen that. That's how they treat people that are aggressive in memory care. I don't want to take that chance that I'm going to be there.
And with that, Yelly packs up his materials. He and his wife are hitting the road again in search of another audience that will listen to him make the case that it should be easier to get a prescription to end your own life in Oregon. For KLCC News, I'm Chris Lehman.